Last week, Governor Rick Scott delivered an $8.5 million check to Hillsborough County schools earning good marks on the state's grading formula. Those grades depend a lot on student FCAT scores. So Hillsborough Superintendent Mary Ellen Elia took a moment to pump up students at West Tampa's Graham Elementary School.
Next week, you're going to have an opportunity to do great again, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to do great?
You better all have your hands
up. Oh, you better.
Some parents say the pressure is too much, that one bad day testing could have long-term consequences. Cindy Hamilton says that's her son. He scored a 1 on the FCAT reading exam and could have been retained if he were in third grade now.
So if at that time when he was taking FCAT, he would have been held back. It would have defined him. It would have defined him as a student, and it could have changed his life.
Now, he gets A's and B's at the University of Central Florida, but the experience is why Hamilton is a co-founder of Opt Out Orlando. The group coaches and supports parents who want to withhold their kids from the FCAT.
There are multiple ways to opt out. A lot of people think you just don't show up for the test. But there, you can keep your child home for the entire testing window. You can refuse the test, or you can request that your student goes to school and is marked present, but goes to participate in alternative activities from testing.
The State Department of Education says Florida law doesn't allow parents to opt out of the exam. The law requires third grade students to meet state goals on a reading exam before moving to fourth grade, and students must pass the 10th grade reading exam in order to graduate high school. But the law also provides alternatives to the exam. Third graders can use a classwork portfolio instead of an FCAT score, and 10th graders can swap an ACT or SAT score, if high enough, for the FCAT. Hamilton says parents need to talk to the principal and school district about their choices. Hillsborough County School spokesman Stephen Hagerty says the test results are valuable for schools and districts.
First of all, I think it's very rare that someone would do that. Secondly, I think we would respond immediately and say that's probably not a good idea for your child. It gives us a lot of valuable information that help us teach the children. I don't think that there's really any way that we could force a parent to do something like that, and I'm sure that it does happen occasionally, but I think it's pretty rare.
Neither the state nor most school districts track how many students officially opt out. Some parents don't announce their intentions. Statewide, more than 98% of students take the FCAT each year, and opt-outs are just a fraction of those who don't. But advocates want more to join them. They're pushing to let parents opt disabled children out of the state exam. And they're watching a state like New York, where parents are objecting to new, more difficult exams tied to nationally crafted Common Core math and language arts standards. New York advocates even produced a how-to video.
Grades 3 through 8 ELA, math, and science exams can be refused without consequence to your child, the classroom teacher, or the school. Yes, you can refuse the tests, and you can
A similar exam is coming to Florida next year, and Common Core opponents like Laura Zork want to keep their kids from taking the test.
Well, this is another way to protect our kids. We're not really for sure where our kids' information will end up, and so we just choose to opt them out.
Common Core opponents are also asking lawmakers to introduce a bill allowing parents to opt their kids out. Lawmakers have shown no desire so far to weaken the standards or state testing requirements. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor.